Here's another episode of the Open Science Barcamp 2019 footage. And with me, again, two very special participants of the Barcamp, Lambert Heller and Guido Scherp. Well, they are special from that perspective that they are also the organizers of this. And clearly, the Barcamp is definitely a huge success, but we can always make things even better. And in this session, you aim for some feedback. But maybe we can quickly introduce who you guys are, and then we dive into the feedback of the session.
Yeah, hi, nice to be here again. I'm Lambert from TIB in Hannover, so I work at the library, and I kicked off kind of together with Guido the whole Open Science Barcamp thing 5 years ago.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Guido. I work for the TPW, Leibniz Information Center of Economics. It's a special library, or library special for economics, economic literature. And yeah, since 6 years, I'm coordinating the Leibniz Research Alliance Science 2.0. We started with Science 2.0, and as you know, we renamed last week during the last year to Leibniz Research Alliance Open Science. And yeah, the Open Science Barcamp or Barcamp Open Science and the Open Science Conference are one of our major events during the year.
And if you guys want to know more about Lambert or Guido, just go to Open Science Radio and look in our archive. You will find plenty of material there of the recent years. All right, but let's have a look at the focus of this session here. So the name was Develop Barcamp Open Science. As said, it is a very successful Barcamp, and maybe one information here was clearly that, or was that the participants list filled up very quickly, if I remember this correctly, right? So if you consider you posted the announcement of Open Science Barcamp and basically opened the list, and it was basically very quickly, maybe you can elaborate this a little bit.
So it speeded up every year. So this year it was fully booked within 2 weeks, or 13 days. And this and then we got a lot of questions. Okay, can you put me on the waiting list? Are there any free places? Let me know. And this also was the starting point to think about an own session here, to say, okay, we have an enormous success with the Barcamp Open Science. We want to continue this format, but now we see, okay, there's a lot of potential in this format, and what can we do with this, what we got already, so that we keep up the extra sex for the Barcamp for the next years.
So what were the takeaways? What was the feedback that you got, Lambert?
So first of all, we kind of were all overwhelmed by the growth and the diversity of the audience here, right? So we have lots of people who have never been before to an Open Science Barcamp, lots of diversity, both in terms of a professional background, gender and origin countries. So, and then it turned out that we all agreed that somehow the format of the Open Science Barcamps needs to evolve. So we maybe need more than one instance of the Open Science Barcamp per year, and maybe at different places, must not necessarily be in Germany. And that at the same time, and that was somehow funny, we also agreed that it should be still as barcampy as possible. So yes, I think we will do more, but it will still be this free-form exchange of ideas and discussion.
Maybe you should explain this a little bit, right? I mean, here are around 100 people, I think, or 99 are, I guess, the maximum or something like this. Why not making 200? Why not 300?
On that we had a clear statement that the typical Barcamp family style is also here bound to the limited number of participants. And even at this Barcamp, if you have session, the size is between maybe 10, 15 or 30 people, everybody says it's a different atmosphere. And beyond 30, 35 participants per session, it's too much because you're losing some sort of atmosphere. And this is a Barcamp, a really really intensive exchange with a lot of people, and this does not scale. Especially Wikimedia does not scale. We don't have the room for it. And Wikimedia is also part of the success story that we do it in combination with Wikimedia as host. And so what do now? So I think what also a good takeaway message is that we can either do more events like the Barcamp, do it together with other Research Alliance members, do it maybe in Vienna or wherever. And the second thing is, it's also like is to put all our experience, all our knowledge in some sort of how-to barcamp. So what is the success story behind the barcamp? In our case, okay, first of all, we addressed on a very important topic, of course. Second, in Berlin, there's some sort of good active community around open science. And second, the combination with a big conference, the Open Science Conference, because today we saw a lot of people, especially the people that have an international context, they combine the attendance of the Barcamp with the Open Science Conference. And this is also a success factor for being international at the Barcamp. And there are many more examples. And that's the idea. We can do either do our own events, or just write a how to do some sort of barcamp with another conference or generally. So what can you do to run a barcamp and maybe steps between? So how can we collaborate with other institutions and other partners to set up such events? Because these type of events are well adopted.
Yeah, and I think having such a handbook would be very helpful. Because this is now developed over years and you have acquired so much experience with this, it would be very valuable for others who want to do the same thing in other locations. What were other points that you took out of the session?
Yeah, in general, that this format kind of works for different audiences. We have to keep in mind that we are catering different audiences here. There are, on the one hand, people who love that they get involved somehow in open science for the very first time. And then you have, you could call it a core community maybe, I don't know, people who mostly work professionally in research infrastructure and are already there for some time. So, and this is also an interesting question, right? Because these are different audiences with different needs. They all love this like a very interactive participatory way of exchange of knowledge and getting things done together and so on. But still we will have to keep this in mind. For instance, maybe we will have like an introductory workshop as an offering before, right, the day before of the barcamp or something along that line.
So the reason behind this is that we are now since three years in Berlin, and we have some sort of established community that you are here to already all the barcamps, and we have this newbies. And sometimes what you see is, of course, that you have to repeating same questions every year. And this was also a suggestion to maybe give some sort of open science introduction, give some special format for those people who are not so familiar with open science in general, to bring them on a better level. Yeah, and then we have this pad here, and we have some ideas we have to closer look. Something like learn from global jams or develop the speed mentoring idea. This is an interesting idea about I offer knowledge in open data management, and someone says I seek for a conversation about open data management, and we can bring these people together to have to face-to-face exchange. So this was also one recommendation in the back end, that open science transfer also works very well in face-to-face communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was one session held by Bianca today was also a hands-on thing, was really great, and I think these kind of events definitely would fly completely away. Anything else to add? Anything else that you gained from this session that you think would make sense to bring to the community?
Oh, right now I feel super exhausted, and I'm happy that we have that Etherpad that Guido mentioned so that we can go through the ideas later. And for sure, this will be not the work of one or only a few people. I think of it more like as a perspective, like more like a network. So if you already work with a research organization or feel connected to one or a research conference, think about an open science barcamp might be valuable to you. Yes, and we are happy, really open for collaboration here.
Yeah, I think the two final takeaways for me then. First, our task is to transfer the barcamp open science idea, and second, keep the barcamp open science as barcampy as possible.
Okay. Yeah, thank you guys for your time and also for organizing this. I mean, this is more than a hobby, I would say, right? I mean, this is a crazy lot of work. So thank you guys that you really every year sit together and do this and really bring the community together and maybe in future bring this even to a broader community. Thank you for that. And I think now it's time for having a relaxing beer or something else, right? Thank you guys.
Thank you, Konrad.
Thank you, Konrad.